The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump held a campaign rally in Iowa Saturday, warning that President Biden will never get tough with China for one obvious reason.
Crooked Joe is weak on China because Crooked Joe is owned by China. He's owned by China. Does anybody know that? He's a corrupt politician, and he's totally compromised.
And he vows to change things.
Joe Biden's banana republic ends on November 5th, 2024. We got to make sure of that.
Meanwhile, President Biden's job approval numbers continue to go down. Oregon's ill-advised drug decriminalization law is facing a backlash amid a surge in public drug use fueled by fentanyl and many overdose deaths. Both Republicans and Democrats say they're going to modify that thing come next year. This is SRN News.
This week on the Michelle Tafoya podcast.
Data from New Jersey has found that the amount of students considering themselves to be non-binary has skyrocketed over 4,000%. Leftist politicians in the state believe parents should not know. Well, a fever is out of the norm. Getting bullied is out of the norm. Parents should be involved in all of those matters. You're saying this one? Kids in elementary school? Come on.
Stream the Michelle Tafoya podcast at Salem Podcast Network.
As a hunter, you know the weather has a huge impact on game movement. Get yourself in position to bag your quarry with the Hunter's Forecast Thursday mornings at 7 and 11 a.m., also in the afternoons at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., courtesy of Stock and Barrel, Minnesota's premier shooting range, with two locations in Chanhassen and Eagan. From the Genovations Regen Weather Center, sunny skies today, high around 51 degrees. Tonight's low 38 throughout the overnight. Monday, tomorrow, cloudy, high in the mid-40s.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, back with another edition of the broadcast we like to call The Closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks, as always, for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. If you'd like to reach out via Twitter, feel free to do so. Just use hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Hashtag Narn Show for any comments or questions. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention we do have the live stream of the broadcast up and running. Yeah, just go to Facebook.com, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And follow and like our page if you haven't done so already. And like I say, we have the live stream up and running, so feel free to leave a comment or question there in that comment thread. However you choose to tune in, if you're choosing to partake in today's Vikings game and you're listening to this via podcast, well, we appreciate it nonetheless. It seems as though the past, I guess it would be what now, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, however long it's been, since the horrific attacks took place in Israel, thanks to the ghouls of Hamas killing hundreds of Israeli citizens. And as we've talked about, given Israel has a population of just over 9 million people, losing 1,400 of their citizens is the equivalent of about more than 10 9/11 size events when you talk about per capita deaths. Pretty harrowing. And and our Jewish brethren bring up the Holocaust and how many were lost there and how this was the single largest atrocity massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, and how we've talked about that horrific event over the past several decades, and how we, as not just American citizens, but world citizens, say never again. And here it's happening. And there's a lot to obviously unpack here, and I'll get in probably the next segment where continued talks of a ceasefire have gone from silly to now just utterly ridiculous in light of what the leader of Hamas was saying this past week. And again, we'll get into that the second segment. But I am curious, is why is it, and you know, if you'd like to call in, weigh in, 651-289-4488, but why is it that anti-Semitism, I don't want to say seems to be an acceptable form of bigotry, although some will deem it acceptable, some will say, well, these people have it coming, whatever else. I mean, I'm not going to try to get in the minds of some of those depraved people who think anti-Semitism is okay, and some even say it's justified. But why is it that particular bigotry seems to be glossed over? I mean, yeah, there are some that'll have the moral fortitude to step forward, and it shouldn't take a whole lot of fortitude to step forward and say, you know, that's despicable and disgusting, and there is no place in this country for that kind of hate, because ever since the attack on Israel, it's been jarring how the anti-Semites feel emboldened and feel free to just put their bigotry and hatred out there, even though they're being videotaped. And it's almost as if they believe there aren't going to be many repercussions. But I don't understand why that seems to be just so glossed over. And again, at worst, acceptable in some circles. And it could be something, as you know, as we're seeing quite a bit now, where there were hostages taken by Hamas on October 7th. And as has been practiced by some people in this country, particularly in New York City, specifically near some of the boroughs that has a significant Jewish population, there have been American citizens who have been putting up posters of those Israeli citizens that have been kidnapped. And what you see is these soulless ghouls ripping them down for whatever reason. And a lot of them, you know, chanting free Palestine, or whatever rationale they have for tearing them down. But in some circles, and Jim Garrity at National Review talked about this, they were arguing that putting up posters of kidnapped Israelis is provocative. In other words, it triggers some people. It's like wherever you fall in the Israel-Palestine affairs, you know, the obviously well-documented coexistence or lack of peaceful coexistence that has been going on in that region for decades. Wherever you fall on that, I don't understand how innocent Israeli citizens being kidnapped by a terror organization somehow requires some sort of nuanced discussion here. I'm not understanding that at all. And again, Jim Garrity at National Review, I'll read a few excerpts of his piece. Have you ever encountered an argument that is so bad, wrong, and unconvincing that you end up kind of liking it as a work of art of implausibility? An argument that, as ridiculous and unpersuasive as it is, offers an illuminating glimpse into the spectacularly wrong-headed mindset of the people making it? Feast your eyes upon the argument from the Daily Dot that the posters of abducted Israeli children and adults in New York City and elsewhere are, quote-unquote, like a trap. Deliberately provocative bait that was designed to get pro-Palestinian Americans fired from their jobs. And again, this is from, I've never heard of this website, thedailydot.com. The video is more than a dozen similar videos circulating online. Each depicts a person or people removing a poster of Israeli hostages while others confront them. In one, a woman in a bright pink coat removes a poster from a streetlight and yells, "You support genocide, you a-hole," at the person filming. In another, a person removing a poster from an electrical box appears to refer to the person filming them as a dog. A man gets a camera shoved in his face and yet another clip that shows a small group accosting him for removing posters. He asks the crowd, "But what about the Palestinians?" Most people depicted removing the posters have been identified, launching calls for them to lose their jobs, get kicked out of school, and a barrage of internet trolls. Now, some are wondering if the posters are being strategically placed to entrap those who tear them down, many of whom support the Palestinian people. Public calls to preemptively put up kidnapped, and they put kidnapped in scare quotes for some reason, public calls to preemptively put up the quote-unquote kidnapped posters in areas where Palestinian protests will occur have begun to appear online. At the Cooper Union, a college in Lower Manhattan, a rally advocating for a ceasefire was countered by blown-up versions of the quote-unquote kidnapped posters, which were also taped to the ground facing the ceasefire demonstrators. Another rally for Palestine was countered by a rally called Stand with Israel and Against Terrorism, where demonstrators held up quote-unquote kidnapped posters while calling pro-Palestinian demonstrators terrorists. At that rally, a table was set up behind the Zionist side with a thick stack of posters available for people to take home. Now, Jim Garrity, in reading that excerpt from the dailydot.com, basically says the same thing I've been in reading that in that post. They put scare quotes around the word kidnapped. And Jim Garrity wondered why that was the case. First, why are there repeated scare quotes around the word kidnapped? I can understand using the quotation marks once as a description of the posters, which you can see for yourselves anywhere online, but the repeated use of the quotes make it appear that the status of the hostages being kidnapped is doubted or in dispute. These abductions were recorded on camera as they were happening. And again, you could see several disturbing footages online for yourself if you don't believe it. A woman bound with zip ties grabbed by her hair and shoved into the back of a car. A tied-up hostage being beaten in the back of a pickup truck driven through a Gaza neighborhood. Hamas terrorists marching Israelis in T-shirts and shorts down a sunny street. The horrifying image of Noah Argmani taken away on a motorcycle. Hamas is releasing hostage videos. Are the scare quotes around kidnapped supposed to imply that these people weren't really kidnapped? And that they just decided to take a stroll into the Gaza Strip escorted by some helpful Hamas tour guides? Second, the examples cited in the story occur in New York City, where roughly 8.3 million people reside. That's just the residents within the five boroughs, not counting those who commute into work or school from outside the city limits. When you have a lot of people living and working close together, you're more likely to have people who passionately support Israel and people who passionately support the Palestinians in close proximity. And on college campuses, you're likely to have a lot of young people, pro-Israel and pro-Palestine, living near one another. No one should be particularly surprised that kidnap posters and pro-Palestinian protests are being found in the same places. The link in the Daily Dot piece contending that the supporters of Israel are putting up posters preemptively links to a tweet from comedian Mandy Pellin calling for posters of hostages in Gaza to be posted in Grand Army Plaza on Friday, October 27. Grand Army Plaza is the main entrance to Prospect Park in Brooklyn, site of the largest and busiest traffic circle in the borough. What, did the Palestinian protesters call dibs on Grand Army Plaza? No one's allowed to put pro-Israeli signs there? You know roughly 600,000 Jews, including 300,000 Orthodox Jews, live in Brooklyn, right? On the flip side, an estimated 22% of America's total Muslim population lives in New York City, and Brooklyn is home to roughly 100 mosques. Everybody's going to have to learn to tolerate seeing arguments they oppose. Third, and most importantly, no one is making any pro-Palestinian protesters tear down these signs. They're taking these actions of their own free will in a public space, knowing that we will live in a society where everyone has a cell phone with a video camera in their pocket. They knew the risks of someone recording them doing this and putting their faces and actions up on the internet, and they did it anyway. So, again, I'm not understanding the rationale behind this. Why do these people feel the need to tear down these posters of these kidnapped Israelis? Is it because it punctures their narrative that Israel is this big, bad, oppressive bully that is oppressing people in that region among the Gaza Strip? Again, we can have a discussion about who the good person and the bad person is in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and that debate's been going on for decades. But this idea that Israeli citizens kidnapped who likely had nothing to do with any perceived oppression of Palestinians, how can there be any nuance to that? And for those who say, well, we don't support Hamas, we're pro-Palestine, we're not pro-Hamas, we're pro-Palestine. Okay, then what is the issue with showing support for releasing Israeli hostages? Yeah, I mean, again, someone posed the theory that some of these people, they're not denying that there were kidnappings as much as they just don't want to believe it because, again, it punctures their decades-long narrative of Israel being this big oppressive bully. And so, therefore, they figured, well, it's best not to acknowledge it and pretend like it didn't happen, even though they know deep down it did happen. We'll have a lot more to say about this, and we'll take your phone calls if you so desire. When we come back, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. Or check out the live stream of our broadcast on our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Brad Carlson, the closer, back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
So you're walking out on Sentimental Street. What you doing out there? Who you trying to be? I know what you're thinking.
Hear the top voices in conservative radio on your Amazon smart speaker.
Now streaming AM 1280 The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Just ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's Play The Patriot Minneapolis.
Me and my wife Lisa would definitely recommend JTR Roofing. Hey, it's Mike from Chanhassen. The storm damage that we had was golf ball size hail chunks, and it cracked some of the existing tiles. Putting this roof on, it's a little complicated. We had to take our copper gutters off that JTR helped us out on. And you needed some roofers that really knew what they were doing. And we also had some damage on some of the sliding doors facing the lake where we live off of. And they were able to work with Marvin. And we'll be putting the windows in with help from JTR on that also. JTR probably, I think what really stood out to both my wife and myself was they showed up prior to the workers starting to work every other morning just to make sure things were right. And the timing of it and the respect of the property and everything else, the workers were terrific. And me and my wife, Lisa, would definitely recommend JTR Roofing.
Contact JTR Roofing now for your siding, roofing, and window needs.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Most importantly, Direct Bullion USA is a faith-based company that understands your family's financial goals, and we're here to help you preserve your wealth and faith. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
The basics about financial literacy provides confidence in your investing decisions. Knowledge to make better decisions with or without an advisor empowers you to take control of your financial future. With the right skills, you are the best steward of your own money. Learn more today at a free in-center or virtual investing class at Online Trading Academy. 952-814-4410. Again, 952-814-4410. Or go to learnwithota.com.
She's smart, beautiful, and a former Fox Business Channel host. Now you can hear her take on the day's financial news on the Trish Regan Show on the Salem Podcast Network. Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Just say, play the Patriot, Minneapolis.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280, the Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks to all for tuning in. And here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show for comments or questions. And you can also check out our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, where we have a live stream of the broadcast up and running. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Okay, yeah, I do. Thanks, Spencer. I do see that now. I was having trouble reading the screen up here, but we do have a phone call. So before we move on to other things, I want to get to Bob's phone call right away. Bob in Shoreview. Bob, always good to hear from you, sir. You are on the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Hi, Brad. I got a question that's been bugging me for a while. If you look at a map of Israel, I mean, they only have like 5% of the land, and like the Arab countries have like 95% of the land. And to me, it seems like when the Arabs, when the Hamas attacked Israel, I mean, that's the majority persecuting the minority. How do they explain that away? I mean, how do they say Israel is the big bully, you know?
Well, I guess, and thanks for the call, Bob. I mean, again, this has been going on for decades. From my understanding about it, and I'm going to admit I'm not an Israeli-Palestinian scholar and the conflict that's been going on, like I say, for decades, but the idea is that they came into the region and basically displaced people living in the region and are oppressing the Palestinian people who, you know, have no food, have no water, and they have the wherewithal to cut off the electricity and everything else. And, of course, no one that I've heard, Bob, has been able to answer the question, well, the Palestinians get as much aid from the U.S., or not as much, but significant aid from the U.S., as does Israel. What are they doing with that financial aid? Why isn't there a more robust infrastructure if aid is being sent there as well? And I think we've been able to ascertain that answer is because a government run by Hamas was elected there and essentially is co-opting it for their own purposes. And so, again, this is all part of the propaganda war. Then when Israel cuts off the water supply and electricity and whatever, and they say, well, look at this, they're further oppressing the Palestinian people by cutting off all of those resources. And I'm not a big fan of memes being used in serious times as this, but there was a meme that I think kind of struck me a little bit and said where there was Palestinian residents calling, say, I'm sorry, our internet and electricity has been cut off. And the operator replies, I'm sorry, have you tried releasing the Israeli hostages? Yeah. So, again, it's far more in-depth and complex than I can convey on this show, but that's... But Bob, you're exactly right. Israel's our lone Western outpost in that area. And, yeah, they're surrounded by hostile territory at all times. I mean, they'd be absolutely crazy to continually oppress people and saber rattle with, again, all
with all that hatred around them. So, again, I appreciate the call, Bob. Spencer, we've got the first couple of sound clips ready here. So I was talking about the rise in anti-Semitism in America, and we're seeing it, you know, again, with these posters of Israeli hostages being torn down by people who claim to be pro-Palestine. It's like, well, that's fine. You're pro-Palestine, but even if you don't like Israel, the country of Israel, their government, you disapprove of what their government is doing or what you believe their government is doing. Again, how are innocent Israeli citizens being kidnapped by a terror organization, which you say you're not pro-Hamas or pro-Palestine? How could you have a problem with photos of those hostages being placed on walls and telephone poles or whatever else? And we've also seen Jewish citizens in New York City being warned by law enforcement and whatnot, hey, there's an increased hostility toward the Jewish people, best to stay inside. In New York, how many decades have people of the Jewish faith lived in New York and they still feel that their lives are in danger? Or on college campuses, we've seen video of protests where a handful of Jewish citizens are protesting in support of Israel and how they're being surrounded by pro-Palestinian protesters, even violently accosted, or how some Jewish students in a student center were basically trapped inside a student center because of a hostile presence outside of it. This is the United States of America, folks. So, of course, and Spencer, we have cut number one ready. So, of course, when there's such a rise in blatant acts of anti-Semitism, what is the Biden administration focused upon, according to Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre? This is cut number one.
We sat down face to face with senior Hamas official Azi Hamid.
That's not the one. That's not the one. I'm sorry. Cut number two. I'm sorry, Spencer. That was my mistake. My mistake. I want cut number two. This is Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre when asked about the rise in anti-Semitism in America. Cut number two.
Right now about the potential rise of anti-Semitism in light of everything that's going on in Israel.
So a couple of things. We have not seen any credible threats. I know there's been always questions about credible threats. Just want to make sure that that's out there. But look, Muslim and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks. And certainly President Biden understands that many of our Muslim Arab Americans and Palestinian American loved ones and neighbors are worried about the hate being directed at their community.
So there you have it. How do they respond to the rise in anti-Semitism? They tout a rise in Islamophobia. And look, to be clear, I have zero tolerance for any kind of abject hatred and violence that may be shown toward Muslims. And there was some of that went on in the aftermath of 9/11, after it was ascertained who carried that off. It was Muslim extremists. And that does not at all excuse any badgering and hate that was spewed toward Muslims then, and it doesn't excuse what's happening to Muslims now. But to suggest that it's on even a scale close to what the Jewish people are going through right now in this country is ludicrous. I mean, did you hear that? She says, "Wow, we haven't heard any credible threats toward Jewish people." Really? Have you gone on social media? It's all over. Unless, of course, the Biden administration is colluding with, unless the Biden administration is trying to censor these social media platforms again, like, you know, when back when Jack Dorsey was the CEO of Twitter, you know, Jen Psaki talked about working with these social media companies to flag posts for misinformation. Okay, so unless they're trying to suppress videos of this, it's all over social media, what Jewish people are enduring, including, I mean, that was utterly horrifying, these Jewish college students in the student center in this prominent university, I forget which one it was, where they were basically on lockdown inside this room in the student center because of hostilities toward them. And you're telling me there's no credible rise in anti-Semitism? My God, all you got to do is go on social media. I get it. You know, the main Biden networks like MSNBC and CNN and, you know, the mainstream networks like NBC, CBS, ABC, I get it. They're not going to cover it in depth. You may not see it there, but it is available. It is out there for you to see, for all the world to see. But again, this would be an acknowledgement, or this would, I guess this would be a situation where you just can't explain it away with Islamophobia. So once again, like these people tearing down posters of kidnapped Jewish people, if we just ignore what actually happened, maybe we'll convince ourselves it didn't actually happen. Just like if we ignore actual videos of anti-Semitism, maybe we can convince ourselves it didn't happen. Pretty despicable all around. So 651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow or check out the live stream of the broadcast on our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Brad Carlson back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
The holidays will be difficult for many local families. Some will be forced to choose between paying for rent or buying groceries. No one should have to choose. You can help by ringing bells for the Salvation Army. Just 2 hours of volunteering at a kettle raises about $60. Your time will provide food, shelter, and care for families with nowhere else to turn. Sign up today at SalvationArmyNorth.org. Together, we can love beyond.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
When I found out I was pregnant, I panicked. I was afraid, feeling pressured. I didn't know what else to do.
I was 9 weeks along and didn't know there were other options.
I didn't know the baby already had a beating heart.
I didn't know there were couples waiting to adopt. I called a confidential hotline and learned the facts. I found an option that both my baby and I can live with.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. So often we get calls just like this from men and women seeking help and alternatives. Our 800 hotline connects callers to the services they need for pregnancy, adoption, as well as post-abortion assistance. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out on the web, prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
Pro-Life Across America.
Chances are she's listening to you right now. But Alexa has a lot of competition. Google Nest or Amazon Echo are two of the best. All you have to do is turn it on and tell it to listen to what you want. This radio station, of course. When she hears our name, we start play. Remember, it's as simple as Alexa, play Freedom Radio Minneapolis. Freedom 1570. Just say, play Freedom Radio Minneapolis.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. And don't forget our live stream of the broadcast. It's up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, where our good friend Wild Wilson, as always, is kind enough to check in from Texas. Wild, good to see you as always, sir. Thanks for tuning in. Continuing our discussion around the rise of anti-Semitism in America, despite the Biden administration saying, well, there's no credible credible stories or situations of a rise in anti-Semitism, but Islamophobia, by golly, that's we're on that late. We're on that. You better believe it. Well, I got to thinking about this the other day. You know, I remember the horrible shooting, mass shooting that took place at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. A little more than 5 years ago. In fact, it was late October of 2018. And there was a general, just a universal condemnation of that shooting. And there really wasn't a lot of question in anybody's minds. I don't care what political stripes you were. There wasn't a lot of question in anybody's mind. The shooter was motivated by his hatred of Jewish people. And that's why he killed, I think it was close to a dozen people at that Tree of Life synagogue shooting. And I got to thinking about that recently. See, you know, and again, with any shooting, there's going to be the obligatory gun control demagoguery before the bodies are even cold. You know, that comes from the leftists, you know, the anti-gun left. Yeah, that's always going to be a part of anything, you know, because it's just what they do. You know, it's kind of like the scorpion and the frog. It's who they are. It's what they do. But at least they didn't try to gloss over the motive of the shooter, which was this shooter hated Jewish people. And no one could deny that. And it was even talked about, you know, any kind of rise in anti-Semitism is despicable. These people of the Jewish faith, they should not be in fear for their lives just because of who they are. You know, and we heard that a lot from the White House press secretary, as well as Vice President Kamala Harris, you know, in her speech touting how the Biden administration is paying more attention and being more vigilant in looking at cases of Islamophobia. You know, they were just as intense back in 2018. And I look back and I started to ask myself, why is it that even Democrats back then were so willing to call out virulent anti-Semitism, but not so much now? Oh, okay. Yeah, now it's coming back to me. I look back. The key thing is late October 2018. What happened about a week and a half later? The midterm election, right? The first midterm in Donald Trump's, then-President Donald Trump's administration. And the Democrats, this may sound cynical, but prove me wrong. It was merely a politicization. Something that they could feel they could use a cudgel against Trump and Republicans who were running in the midterms. I mean, they were already, because around that same time, Brett Kavanaugh, after contentious confirmation hearings, was confirmed after they tried to gin up a 36-year-old allegation of sexual assault when he was a teenager, even though no one could corroborate that story. It's just like, well, believe all women, full stop. Unless that woman's Karen Monahan, but that's another story entirely. Believe all women. And basically, Republicans are like, there needs to be a standard of due process here. Innocent until proven guilty. There's been no corroboration other than this woman's testimony. And I'm sorry, you know, again, it's basically he said, she said. And of course, you get some people say, well, we've been believing the he for decades. It's time we just believe the she by default, which in no sane world does that reflect any kind of due process. But I digress. My point is that the Democrats were already jumping up like poo-flinging monkeys. Blue wave, blue wave, blue wave. Hey, here's another way we can solidify this blue wave, beat people over the head with the anti-gun thing. And, oh, look, let's throw some anti-Semitism on top of it. So that's why they were screaming from the hills anti-Semitism, because they thought it was politically convenient for them. This, however, is not. This is not politically convenient for them, especially when you had members of the squad, you know, the U.S. House members like Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley, Jamal Bowman, there's probably more people I'm leaving out. I think they've added to them since then. But they've been very, very public about their anti-Israel sentiments and not able to unequivocally condemn Hamas. Again, it is possible to be pro-Palestine, particularly the pro-Palestinian citizens who've been suffering under this terrorist government. It is possible to be pro-Palestinian citizens and anti-Hamas, or even anti-terrorism. I mean, just because you have your problem with the Israeli government, okay, you can show solidarity for the Israeli citizens who were kidnapped and those who are mourning the loss of life. That is possible. But Democrats realize that this is something that could be used against them. And yet, a lot of these Democrats, there have been some who have been more outspoken, and kudos to them, were saying, calls for a ceasefire are irresponsible. Okay, Spencer, I think I'm ready for cut number one. So let me get this person's name. This was the leader of Hamas, Ghazi Hamad. He had gone on Lebanese Broadcasting Channel, Lebanese Broadcasting Corporation International Network, LBC International Network, and had given an interview and basically indicated that the events of October 7th, the terrorist attack, are going to happen over and over and over and over again until Israel is annihilated. So when you have the leader of the terror organization Hamas saying that this has nothing to do with the ceasefire, it has everything to do with annihilating Israel, how can you credibly and responsibly call for a ceasefire when you have the leader of the terror organization, who, by the way, began this whole cycle of bloodshed with that terrorist attack, how can you credibly call for a ceasefire when they have no intention of doing it themselves? So kudos to NBC News. I want to get the correspondent's name. Yeah, Matt Bradley is the NBC News journalist interviewing the leader of Hamas, Ghazi Hamad. And this is about a 5-minute clip, cut number one. I'm not going to play the whole thing, Spencer. I'll be sure to tell you when to stop it. But this just gives you an idea how calling for a ceasefire is at best delusional and at worst utterly and completely irresponsible. Cut number one.
With senior Hamas official Ghazi Hamad pressing him on the more than 200 hostages his organization is holding in Gaza tonight.
Will you release all of the hostages for a complete ceasefire?
Look, I think we are a human being. We want these people to go home. We want them. And also we want our prisoner now to go home. So I think we are ready now to have complete compromise, complete deal in order to release all the hostages, either military or civilians, and they release all the prisoners from the Israeli detention centers.
But calls for compromise, a far cry from this warning that sent shockwaves around the world. Hamad saying the Hamas terror attack on October 7th was just the first, and that there will be a second, third, and fourth attack on Israel.
But how can you ask for a ceasefire? How can you ask for Israel to stop their aggression when you go on television in Lebanon here last week and say that you will continue your aggression? You will continue to launch October 7th?
What do you want us to do? To stop?
If you're asking for a ceasefire, it has to be two ways.
No, I am talking that we want to continue against the occupation. This is our national, our legal right to fight against the occupation. It is according to international law, according to all the regulation in the world. It is in Europe you fight against the Nazis.
But then what happened on October 7th when there were clearly civilians who were killed? How would that make you a good partner to a peace negotiation with Israel?
I don't have any details about this.
Okay, so we'll stop it right there. You notice how he cited international law. He says, well, it is according to international law, according to all of the regulations and the law in Europe, you fight against the Nazis. And Ed Morrissey, Northern Alliance Radio Network alum at Hot Air, points out, well, according to international law, Hamas is a terrorist organization, and it's October 7 slaughter crimes against humanity. Hamad may not want to stand on international law 4 weeks after their baby beheading and civilian massacring blood orgy across southern Israel. Furthermore, according to international law, that was a massive casus belli, after which Israel formally declared war on the offending combatant, Hamas. Therefore, the war in Gaza is not an aggression, as Hamad claims, but a consequence of war that Hamas initiated. Secondarily, his point about occupation underscores Hamad's earlier statement. Gaza was not under occupation on October 7 and had not been occupied by Israel since 2005. Both Israel and Egypt partnered in a containment strategy after the Gazans elected Hamas to control their government and then prevailed in a short civil war against Fatah. When Hamad claimed the right of resistance to occupation, he's not talking about Gaza, but all of Israel. So yeah, when he went on LBC International last week saying that the goal was the annihilation of Israel, again, there is no room for a ceasefire there. Israel has every right to defend itself. Again, we could have we could do an entire show on whether America should be involved in this war, whether it's militarily, whether it's providing aid, whatever. All of those are legitimate questions. But in my mind, if Israel, who has a right to exist, decides to defend itself against annihilation, which this head of this terrorist organization says is their goal, who are we to say that they don't? So, again, this is going to leave a few squad members vulnerable coming up next year, given that their continued calls for ceasefire are utter fallacy. And again, people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, Cori Bush, you just listen to these people talk. They're not serious people. Rashida Tlaib, how could I forget her? Throw her in there. These are not serious people. They don't come off as overly intelligent either. You had Jamal Bowman out of New York who pulls a fire alarm during the House Speaker race. Remember that? Now looks like he's getting a primary challenge. You listen to these people talk. Not only are they not serious, they don't come across as having a basic knowledge of what they're trying to accomplish here. Okay? And I think their actions, their words during this whole saga is kind of underscoring that it could be a potentially difficult 2024 for them. Yeah, we'll talk about that, the final segment, this hour when we come back. Me, Brad Carlson, the closer, 651-289-4488. That's the number to call. Back in mere moments on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go nowhere.
You can listen to AM 1280 The Patriot on all Amazon Echo devices. Simply ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis, and you'll hear your favorite hosts.
This is Dennis Prager, and thanks for listening to me on your Alexa device.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
At Salem Media Group, we are looking for sales professionals with a rare blend of talent and skill to be a part of our community. First, you know beyond any doubt that sales is your thing. And while your current situation may not embody this ideal, you are still committed to the consultative process, a sales method that incorporates creativity and partnership deeply rooted in a matchmaker philosophy. Second, you truly are a fanatic about prospecting. You love the hunt. You think about new business all the time and always have your antennas up for leads that make sense. And third, you are what we at Salem Media Group call an appointment procurement professional. That's right. You're skilled and adept at gaining a face-to-face audience with key decision makers to investigate win-win opportunities.
If this threefold identity describes you, call me, Nick Anderson, General Manager at 651-289-4408 or visit us at am1280thepatriot.com.
What is your healing power? Maybe your healing power is helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness. Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? It is estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD, and 22 veterans will commit suicide every day. Our veterans have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, therapy kits, and more. Discover your healing power at HealVets.org. Help heal veterans, together with you, has been helping one recovering veteran at a time. We are helping veterans heal together. What is your healing power? To find out about your power, visit HealVets.org. This PSA is sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
Thinking about climbing Pikes Peak? You can get this radio station there, too. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey.com. We're always on. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Say, play The Patriot, Minneapolis.
And hey, welcome back. AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. It's me, Brad Carlson. One final segment this hour. So we might have time for a quick call if you so desire, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N-show. Comments or questions? Got 16 days, one for every time I'm gone. And don't forget our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Give us a like or follow there if you haven't done so already. And we do have a live stream of the broadcast up and running. So be like our friend Wild Wilson, who weighs in via a comment on that comment thread. Continuing, wrapping up this hour, I should say, with the situation in Israel and how the anti-Semitism has spilled out here in America. And there could be some significant consequences for the squad. And again, many members of the squad. I mean, it started off with in 2018, the likes of Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley, and Ilhan Omar were elected in the big blue wave in Donald Trump's first term. Was only term, it turns out, the first half of his term. And then they have added the likes of Cori Bush and Jamal Bowman and Representative Jay Powell in Washington State. And these people are going to be receiving some serious primary challenges. Now, I talked about Ilhan Omar even months ago before all this took place. She received a serious primary challenge in 2020. She ended up winning that pretty handily because her challenger was someone who didn't have a lot of name recognition, Anton Melton Mewkes. And he raised a lot of money, but couldn't overtake Omar. But however, in 2022, she barely survived DFL primary challenge from former Minneapolis City Council member Don Samuels. She won by less than 2 points, I believe. And as I said, had there not been Republican races of consequence in that primary, I firmly believe Ilhan Omar would have been ousted. Because you remember in 2022 that Jim Schultz, who was the endorsed GOP candidate for attorney general, received a primary challenge from Doug Wardlaw. Well, Republicans in CD5 wanted to be sure that Jim Schultz was the candidate because they wanted someone who actually had a chance to beat Keith Ellison. Unfortunately, Jim Schultz lost, but many of us felt he had a better chance to defeat Keith Ellison than did Doug Wardlaw. So they, obviously in a primary, when you vote in a GOP race, you have to vote strictly along party lines. You can't vote in multiple party races. However, had there been no GOP primary races of consequence, I know several Republicans who live in CD5, and I guarantee they would have crossed over and voted for Don Samuels in the DFL primary to oust Ilhan Omar. So in 2024, there really aren't going to be any Republican statewide races of consequence to vote for in CD5. Okay, I think the only real significant statewide race is Amy Klobuchar's running for re-election for U.S. Senate. Let's be honest, any Republican running against her, it's essentially a sacrificial lamb. I wish that weren't the case, but I'm also a realist. So the New York Post talked about this very thing. Lefty squad members in Congress are facing challenges from well-financed pro-Israel Dems looking to oust them from power over their inflammatory views about the Jewish state. St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell became the latest entrant into the field this week when he announced that he would drop plans to challenge Missouri GOP Senator Josh Hawley and instead aim his firepower on a primary with lefty Representative Cori Bush. "I think we have to stand with our allies, and Israel has always been an ally," Bell said. "As a country, we have to be reliable partners. We have to stand by our fellow democracies, and we have to stand against terrorism," he told the Jewish Insider. "Hamas is a terrorist organization, and I will not waver in my support for Israel." Last month, Bush was one of just 9 House Democrats who voted against a measure condemning Hamas after the terrorist organization killed roughly 1,400 people in the deadliest terrorist attack in Israeli history. In recent days, she falsely accused Israel of, quote, "ethnic cleansing," close quote. Fellow squad member Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat out of Minnesota, appears likely to be heading for a rematch with former Minneapolis City Councilman Don Samuels, who told the Post he was weighing a race, citing Omar's history of inflammatory anti-Israel statements. "She does knee-jerk reactions to global events, which require thoughtful and coordinated responses," he said. "It's a disconnection from the issues of her district. Those issues are public education, public safety, housing prices, affordable housing, and homelessness." Samuels challenged Omar in 2022 and came within a hair's breadth of snatching the Democrat nomination. New York Representative Jamal Bowman, fresh off misdemeanor charges for pulling a fire alarm in the House Cannon office building, is facing a potentially strong challenge from Westchester County Executive George Latimer. I wonder if that's any relation to the St. Paul mayor from back in the late 70s into the 80s, George Latimer. Anyways, I digress. So, yeah, this is there is potential to be significant backlash here. And again, in Representative Cori Bush's district, as well as Representative Ilhan Omar's district, the Democrat primary is essentially the general election. Whomever emerges victorious in those particular primaries is going to win the general election. So that is where the rubber is going to meet the road. So definitely something to keep an eye upon, that is for sure. Even before the terrorist attack took place in Israel, I talked about this several months ago. The American-Israeli Political Action Committee was already funding challengers to squad members because this isn't something new, these anti-Israel sentiments. So get your popcorn. Hour number one of the books, hour number two, coming back in mere moments. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Back in a few.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-260-1792. 800-260-1792. 800-260-1792. That's 800-260-1792.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, How could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Are you tired of going online every day and getting news meant to make you afraid and anxious? And all that meaningless celebrity gossip fighting for your attention? Want something different? Something positive? Make your homepage Christianity.com. Replace the bad news and fake news with the good news. The life-changing gospel truth meant to encourage your daily walk with Christ. With daily devotionals, answers to life's tough questions, and meaningful Bible study from your favorite pastors and authors on today's current events and issues. You now have a homepage that reflects your life and your faith. Don't settle for the negativity and superficiality that the rest of the internet offers. Instead, choose a homepage that will uplift you and strengthen your faith. Join the thousands of others who have made the switch to Christianity.com and experience the difference that good news can make in your life. Don't wait any longer to make a change. Choose Christianity.com as your homepage today and embrace the positivity and inspiration that comes with the good news of Jesus Christ.
AM 12.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.